My name is Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 787, Believing in the God Who Is. I was going through some old papers the other day, and I came across a devotion written by a dear friend of ours who is now with the Lord. He was writing about believing versus disbelieving. And now David Foulkes, faith is sight. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the God who has loved us, to love Him with everything we have, until one day we're in His presence with all God's people forever. Let me share with you David's words about disbelief and belief. Luke 20:14 says, "This is the heir. Let us kill him so that the inheritance will be ours." That verse is about one of Jesus' parables. David writes, "Is it possible to read this verse and not marvel at the stupidity of the vine growers who believe that if they killed the owner's son, the owner would reward them by making them the new heirs? I mean, what were they thinking?" And yet, such flawed logic is not uncommon at all. Indeed, it has been manifest especially since the early 1960s. If we pronounce God is dead, then we're free from any claim that He might have on us if He were not dead. We'll be free to proclaim ourselves the owners of all that we can accumulate. We'll be free to indulge the flesh in all of its base desires. Free to invent new ways to entertain ourselves. Call it the sex revolution. Free to do as we please without consequences. How's that working for you? Then David wrote, "Here's a newsflash. You cannot disbelieve God out of existence. One cannot escape His authority, nor the consequences of disbelief by disbelieving. If there is a God, and He has revealed Himself in the person of Jesus of Nazareth, then He is who He is, whether we believe it or not. Now, of course, we can no more believe Him into existence than we can disbelieve Him out of existence. He either is or He is not. Seems to me that all we know of the universe indicates there is some kind of mega-powerful creator. Seems to me that the historical evidence arising from the first century Palestine indicates that He has indeed revealed Himself. So, it seems to me we are well served by believing in Him and aligning ourselves with His will." I miss David Foulkes. He was a dear friend and brother, and he made a big difference in the trajectory of my life and of my family's life. And now I'm thankful today that I can share some of his thoughts with you. May God's truth live on through David's words to us in this moment. Here's the great question. If someone asked you, "Why do you believe in God?" what would you say? Let's pray this prayer that was written in 1549. And still applies today. Almighty and eternal God, by your Holy Spirit you have revealed to us the gospel of your Son, Jesus Christ. Awaken our hearts, that we may sincerely receive your word, and not make light of it, or hear it without fruits, as did your people long ago. Instead, lead us to fear you, and daily grow in faith in your mercy, and finally through your Son, Jesus Christ, obtain eternal salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 788. And in the meantime, David concluded his devotion this way, an afterthought. Some, perhaps many, believe that there is no life after death. Christians believe there is life after death. If, in fact, death is the absolute end of life, no one will be surprised. On the other hand, if death is no more than a transition from one realm into another, those who are counting on the power of disbelief to eliminate the ultimate confrontation with God will be stunned by what, or I should say who, they see when they stand before the God who is. I'm betting it all on the God who is. Thank you, David. You did bet it all on the God who is, and that bet paid off big time as you now stand in Jesus' presence. Thanks be to God for the God who is.